This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, where the adults have taken over. It's Mark with you.
And Chris, you're not used to saying Thursday, are you?
No, I'm not. It's been a long time since I've been on Thursday.
Kind of threw you there for a second.
Yeah. It's, Ian and Daryl have taken off, and that's just fine by me. We'll have a great show without them. All you have to do is call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. But there's news, apparently. Apparently, Hillary Clinton's memory is slipping. I remember when this happened to Reagan, and it was a big deal. Lots of Democrats were very upset about him saying, I don't recall.
Right. But apparently, if you're a Clinton, that excuse can be used for decades. Literally, this story comes to us from The Blaze, titled, Clinton, I don't recall proposing drone strike against WikiLeaks founder.
So she proposed murder against someone, and I assume in a jocular fashion. Like, I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
Okay, well, maybe not.
Can't we just go ahead and drone this guy, I believe is what the quote is.
I think the story does a good job of explaining sort of the circumstances, and we can all come to our own conclusions. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton denied reports Tuesday that she once proposed carrying out a drone strike against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. I don't know anything about what he is talking about, and I don't recall any joke, Clinton said at a press conference in Pennsylvania. It would have been a joke if it had been said. I just don't recall that. Okay.
There you go.
The website True Pundit posted a piece Sunday claiming that in 2010, then-Secretary of State Clinton proposed a drone strike against Assange to prevent WikiLeaks from releasing government information. True Pundit's allegation was based on unnamed State Department sources. Can't we just drone this guy, Clinton openly inquired, offering a simple remedy to silence Assange and smother WikiLeaks via a planned military drone strike.
How is this recorded? I mean, like, is this audio recording of hers doing this, or is it some kind of testimony, or is it a transcript?
The website True Pundit evidently has some sources within the State Department that were there when Hillary was there, and this is what they are claiming. So the answer is no. There's no audio recording. There's no video recording. There doesn't seem to be anything. But you do have some people that worked with her that are saying this is how it went down. The statement drew laughter from the room, which quickly died off when the secretary kept talking in a terse manner, sources said. Clinton said Assange, after all, was a relatively soft target, quote, walking around, unquote, freely and thumbing his nose without any fear of reprisals from the United States. WikiLeaks touted True Pundit's claim on Twitter. Clinton's State Department was getting pressure from President Obama and his White House inner circle, as well as heads of state internationally, to try and cut off Assange's delivery of the cables, and if that effort failed, then to forge a strategy to minimize the administration's public embarrassment over the contents of the cables. Hence, Clinton's early morning November meeting of State Department top brass, who floated various proposals to stop, slow, or spin the WikiLeaks contamination. That is when a frustrated Clinton, sources said, at some point blurted out a controversial query. Can't we just drone this guy, Clinton openly inquired, offering a simple remedy to silence Assange and smother WikiLeaks via a planned military drone strike, according to State Department sources. The statement drew laughter from the room, which quickly died off when the secretary kept talking in a terse manner. This is sort of repeating what it was said before.
Yeah. I think it's, I mean, I guess it's the sort of joke that doesn't surprise me, and I'm not really even shocked or upset about it when it comes down to it. It's, I guess that people joke about killing people relatively often. I'm not really for it, but I can see how somebody who's involved in the droning of people on a relatively regular basis, right? She's in the White House.
Well, if you're
they're droning people.
They do. They do. That's what they do. They drone.
Yeah, right.
And if you remember Obama at the White House press dinner a couple years ago, was making a joke regarding, you know, his daughters.
Yeah, young men that might date his daughters, that it perhaps drone strikes would be in order if they misbehaved or something. I'm not entirely clear.
I think his joke was, I've got two words for you, predator drone.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe this is done lightheartedly.
But, I mean, you know, at the same time, it can... This is the kind of thing that a politician really needs to be careful of, because people aren't going to take this very well. I don't take this particularly well. I don't like Clinton, so I'm clear on that. If this was a politician that I liked more, I suppose I'd be more forgiving. It's like, this is a joke or whatever. But, you know, Assange has been gunning for Clinton for some time. He does not like her. And then she proposes his death and has the power to do it. That's scary stuff.
And I don't think there's any doubt that WikiLeaks is seen as, quote-unquote, an enemy of the state.
Sure. The funny thing is to hear people on Facebook call them treasonous. Hey, Julian Assange isn't from the United States. It can't be treason.
Exactly. There is sort of a definition to that word. I don't find it impossible to contemplate that maybe these types of things are considered. And if you remember... right after Snowden leaked, and once his name became public, there were calls by generals, by politicians, you know, we've got to take this guy out. So, you know, maybe she was joking, maybe she wasn't. I don't think this is outside the realm of possibilities for modern American geopolitical maneuvering.
She was part of the administration that has been what has been called the most secretive administration in recent history.
Oh, you mean most open?
No,
I remember the commercials.
I remember that we were supposed to have an open administration.
That's what it was.
This is the thing that this is the big lie of the Hope and Change administration, is that somehow Americans were going to have more control. They're going to have more transparency. Mm-hmm. They were going to be able to see what their government was doing. And no, what you're going to see less of the bad things your government's doing, because we're going to hide them from you.
We'll be better at that.
And so that's, you know, that one might find an organization that is that secretive to be willing to bump somebody off. Is Clinton one of those? I don't know, but people talk about how she bumps people off.
Yeah, and the Clintons have a long storied history of people close to them meeting their maker
right.
a little early.
They haven't been droned.
No, they haven't been droned, but they have
passed myriad and different ways.
Yeah. But
whoever her hitman is getting running out of different ways to kill you.
Exactly. What could I come up with next? Sadly, I just, you know, like I said, with the Clintons and with Obama's administration, I don't find it outside the realm of possibility. And I think that you would find people in all sorts of parts of government that may contemplate that.
Yeah, well, I think that this is a misstep for Clinton. I think things have to be so big and so bad that she does them for them to matter. I think that this is not, there are very few people that are going to say, oh, well, I guess I was going to vote for Hillary, but now that she has threatened the life, that I found out she's threatened the life of Julian Assange, who's an important figure in the area of transparency, whistleblowers, democracy, governments, you know, people having control of their governments. I think that finally, when I've heard this information, I just simply can't vote for Hillary Clinton.
That's the straw that broke the camel's back.
I can't see that occurring.
I don't either.
It seems like people are in desperation running to whichever party isn't the one that they hate the most.
Right.
Right. Donald Trump, literally Hitler, or Hillary, right?
Right.
Like, I mean, either one of these folks is the, I've just got to vote for the other one, otherwise they'll win. Well, you know.
Too much is at stake to vote my conscience this time.
Yeah, I'm not voting for either of them. There you go.
I think that's where I'm at.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. The topic on the table, although you don't have to talk about the topic on the table, the topic on the table is Hillary Clinton does not recall proposing the drone murder of Julian Assange. And it seems, well, there's certainly testimony to suggest that she did such a thing, and I guess I'm just not surprised. It doesn't sound very shocking to me. Hey, can't we just drone this guy?
Right, and we've heard this type of thing in jokes made by the current administration, by Obama. We talked a little bit about that, predator drone towards young boys who may be considering dating his daughters. But this wasn't in, you know, it wasn't a White House correspondence dinner. This was allegedly, and this is all allegedly, in a high-level meeting at the State Department, you know?
Yeah, I gotta wonder whether or not, you know, this is... What were the other people's thoughts when all this went down?
Well, according to the story, people kind of laughed nervously.
Chuckled.
Yeah. Chuckled nervously, but then were kind of taken aback that she continued in, as they described it, a terse manner. You know, can't we just take care of this right now? And I think...
No, Hillary, we can't.
That one's against the rules. Sorry about that. And maybe time's passed a little bit, but when those cables, the State Department cables, were released, that was landmine after landmine after landmine for the administration, the U.S.
It showed illegal activity on the part of the State Department that Hillary Clinton was leading at that time. Now, no one seems to care. People are all like, well, I'm not so sure that it was illegal for Hillary to have a computer and, you know, the emails and that sort of thing. The State Department clearly violated U.S. law and international law.
Repeatedly and systematically. I mean, day after day.
WikiLeaks showed that this was true. No one did anything about it. No one proposed doing anything about it. Democrats, Republicans, neither proposed it. And the reason is because they wish to grasp the ring of power at some point in the future.
Sure.
Well, of course they break the law. They're the State Department. They're allowed to. That's the suggestion here.
Right.
And remember, these same people will talk about the rule of law. They'll say that it's important that our society have the rule of law. Well, you can't have the rule of law when your leaders don't obey the law. The rule of law is out the window if it's just the serfs that have to obey it. But that's just slavery.
Yeah, and that's what we've devolved into over the last 100 years or so.
I'm not sure that it was anything any different than that, but the fact is that slavery has been a pretty common thing since the agricultural revolution, call it 9,000 years ago.
Sure.
People have been getting more free over time, but we don't have an expectation of freedom. We don't have an expectation that our politicians will follow the law. I mean, really, we don't expect them to do that, do we?
I don't think we do now, but I think a couple generations back, you know, maybe three generations back, I think if we look at like the Eisenhower era, for example, I think there was a belief in Truman and kind of that post-World War II that we did have, you know, whether that's right or wrong, we had honorable men leading the country.
I think that people believe that. The question is something different now, or is it just that we have better communication tools and we find out more information?
Sure. And that's always a consideration in this.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know the answer to that. But we can see that Alexander Hamilton in the Federalist Papers essentially proposed the president as a temporary king.
Sure.
I mean, that clearly was the proposal.
Well, not
the terminology was used.
Yeah.
Temporary king. Temporary is not the right term, but essentially he said, a king, and the key difference is being that the king would not be able the president would not be able to move troops without Congress having declared war and that sort of thing.
And wasn't there something about it? It wasn't going to be a monarch family, you
right.
know? It
certainly
would not be
hereditary.
Yeah.
The idea was this is going to be a king that you had for 4 years, and they would be basic. Their basic rule would be commander in chief, a civilian commander in chief, that wouldn't have the power to declare war. Which we found with the Jefferson administration. What was that, number 3?
Yes.
Thomas Jefferson, you know, involved in the writing of wrote the Declaration of Independence, very involved in the founding of the government. He moved troops to Tripoli, the incipient navy, the Marines, you know, and violated what he was against.
Yes,
in the
locally
within the Federalist Papers from the beginning. I mean, it's incredible. The lure of power took this great man who was supposed to be this icon of liberalism, and liberalism at the time meant something entirely different. Than
absolutely,
now. And he buckled. The second president, Adams. The Alien Sedition Act. You know, freedom of speech. Forget about that.
Mark, you have to get off the air because you referenced the law and therefore you're being seditious.
Right.
Exactly. That was pretty much what it was. I mean, if you said anything bad about the president or about the government, that was a crime. My God, we'd be facing life sentences here, wouldn't we?
Right. George Washington, who had led a rebellion a few short years before, put down rebellions, specifically the whiskey rebellion.
Rebellion in Pennsylvania.
I think he might have been involved in the Shays Rebellion put down, but maybe I'm wrong on that. It certainly was in that time frame, but he certainly put down the whiskey rebellion, and you know those people had some reasonable complaints.
Yeah, and I try to imagine living in those times, and again, this is a very troubling time in U.S. history. That was. Because we did just go through all this. We put it down on paper. We told our own ruler, no, enough is enough.
Right.
We went through.
You didn't say, we fought our way out of it. We're going to shoot your public servants in the face and stick them in the gut with hard pieces of metal.
Right.
I mean, like, that's a clear level of dedication. The American voter today does not have that level of dedication. Sorry. The electorate. Compared to people who are willing to shoot government servants and stick them in the gut with bayonets, they just don't have it.
And we're better armed now, so go figure. But I always imagine that maybe these things occurred because of the time, and maybe things popped up. They didn't have the communications tools that we do now. They had to react, and maybe they were still trying to feel their way out around this. A lot of them went on. Jefferson went on and did a lot of things to defend the Constitution.
Sure.
And
he wrote some really great letters after he got out of the office.
After he got out. So who knows? Yeah, I as far as I'm concerned, no president has followed the Constitution.
I'm a big William Henry Harrison fan.
By getting out quick.
Yeah, he died like less than 100 days or something like that.
Minimize the damage.
Yeah. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com. To learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number... Well, I'll give it to you here in a second after I tell you what's going on. We're talking about, you can comment on it or anything else you'd like to. Hillary Clinton apparently does not recall proposing the drone murder of Julian Assange, although the evidence seems to point that she did such a thing. And you can call, you can comment on that, 855-450-3733. Bring up any topic that's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. But, well, I like to keep an eye on this particular story, the Bundys.
You bet.
They've been in the news for the last couple of years. First, a standoff at their ranch, and then the police began picking off some of those folks.
That they have.
And then later a standoff at the Oregon. Actually, I think they weren't picking off people until the Oregon standoff. Anyway, a standoff at the Oregon refuge or something like
that. The Malheur National Wildlife Refuge.
Thank you.
Kind of occupied a building there.
Yep. And quite a few people were there. And, well, they arrested Ammon Bundy, but not his dad. From what I understand.
Not then, but they have since.
They have since arrested his dad. Yeah, well, go ahead with the story. Apparently,
sure.
I don't know enough.
That's okay. This story is from the AP. Standoff leader. Carrying guns, let larger message to get out. Portland, Oregon. The leader of a 41-day standoff at a national wildlife refuge in Oregon testified that he orchestrated the takeover to take, quote, a hard stand, unquote, against the federal government's control of public lands and said the occupiers would not be successful unless they carried guns. So on that, I tend to agree with them. The Bundys at the Bundy Ranch first, and then in Oregon, these got both activities got a lot of press. They got a lot of eyeballs on them, and they made a lot of people stand up and take notice.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to say that some of the pictures that have come out of these things, specifically the Bundy Ranch, where we've got people like posted up like snipers with government agents in their crosshairs, it makes me nervous just thinking about it. I get butterflies in my stomach thinking about it. However, I am philosophically of the opinion that slaves are disarmed and free men are not.
Yeah.
So you can't really stand up against the state without, I mean, the state is an organization that claims for itself the monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given geographic area. That is indisputable. You can go search YouTube, Monopoly on Violence Obama, and you can hear Barack Obama say it.
Right.
He says what distinguishes the nation state is the monopoly on violence. This is an accurate statement that academics will use on a regular basis. The only people who shy away from this are flag worshippers and hippies, right? The hippies that like the government. You know, they're like, No.
Just give peace a chance.
I love going in my Quaker group, by the way. These are people who are pacifists. They've pledged to be pacifists. And I love posting the Obama video that says that the nation state is a monopoly on violence because they don't know what to do. It just kind of makes them run in little circles. Well, that's not what he was referring to. Yeah. Oh, yes, he was referring to violence. And yeah. Oh, yes, he believes that the state has a monopoly on it.
Yeah, and that is what government is. I mean, at least if they could just acknowledge it and say, okay, yeah, all right.
Well, they do. They do.
but the apologists don't.
It's the electorate out there.
The electorate tries to pretend that it is this, you know, warm, beneficial Uncle Sam who takes care of us, and it's not always the case. Sorry to say.
Any government program that you like is enforced ultimately by the barrel of a gun.
You bet.
Now, there are government programs I like. There are ones out there that I think are better than others.
Sure.
I certainly am not going to say that there aren't. You know, I like the U.S. interstate system. I'm fond of it. But I'm clear that it was created by Dwight D. Eisenhower with the intention of moving troops. I'm also clear that we do not need the federal government to make it so that states can match roads up at their borders. Yeah. Like, we don't particularly need this role of the federal government. Also, when it comes to the interstate system, have you ever gone from one state to another and you see that the pavement ends right at the state line?
Not the pavement ends, but it changes.
It changes. That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. The pavement changes right at the state line. Do you suppose that the federal government has the contract for paving here, or is this money that's doled out to states, and that's why it ends right at the state line?
Yeah, I used to live in Pennsylvania and Maryland, and one of the most distinctive, Pennsylvania has notoriously bad roads, but you could be asleep in the back seat, and you could be riding along, and hey, we're in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, now you know.
Because my head hits the roof of the car.
I was taking a ride just the last couple of days with a friend who's from Poland, and he would comment on the roads. We were on the interstate. He would comment on the road. Like a Polish train. And, I mean, apparently, you know, like, you know, when you're going along, he's going, brr, 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 brr. He was just like, you know, he's comparing American roads to Polish trains of the 1970s.
Nice.
This is communist era Poland that he's comparing these roads to. So apparently, maybe the federal government, maybe state governments aren't the best organizations to put pavement on the ground.
And the point that we lose people, you know, we can talk about that. We can say, you know, if the money really flowed here and flowed there, then we'd have it would be smooth. And, you know, it's a good example of federal involvement in something the federal government doesn't need to be involved in. But what people, the bulk of the electorate can't understand is that those roads are paid for by people. And if people don't pay their share for the road, people will come to their door and arrest them, at the least.
Yeah, I mean, mostly when roads are a very small amount, and most of them are paid for by gas taxes.
Sure.
So that you know, that there's a better argument from a libertarian standpoint for road for gas taxes for roads.
And I've heard that.
Than others. You know, I could say that since you can go to some fueling stations in America and you can buy fuel that is not taxed because it's for farm equipment or something like that.
Right.
Then you do have the option of purchasing fuel that you would not ride on government roads with. So that makes the act of purchasing taxed fuel voluntary. It's the eminent domain that the government steals the land to put the roads on that is really the force and the danger there.
That's a good point.
So, yeah, either way, that's kind of it's a minor distinction. But I wonder to myself, I think that Ammon Bundy is correct here, that the possession of guns in this standoff did give them certainly more press. It's inarguable. And in a country where people have the right to bear arms, should protesters not have the right to bear arms?
Right.
And why are we wanting to see people who are bearing arms killed? Now, I get that there are some really great questions about why it is that a protest group of white people was, you know, they were allowed to do whatever they were allowed to do for such a long period of time. But if black people were in this situation, it wouldn't be. And I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I can't claim to know one way or the other. I think the law should apply to everyone, not be based on the amount of melanin they have in their skin.
Right.
And there certainly were protests going on, like Ferguson and those sorts of things, which disturbed me and looked remarkably like riots. So, I mean, I'm supposed to comment on this stuff. I'm supposed to come up with my opinions. I got to say, a lot of it makes me uncomfortable. I wish the government would just go ahead and grant freedoms, but historically that's not what they do.
No, and, you know, and you said, you know, at one point in our conversation, you said, you know, guys with guns with government agents in their crosshairs, well, That's sort of an allegation, and that's one of the allegations that the government's made, that they were trained on us and they were ready to shoot. And if we were to just go to court, that's sort of a hard thing to prove. Could you see down the barrel of my gun? Could you tell exactly where it was? Maybe I was aiming 3 feet to the left of you.
I know the FBI on this anniversary of Ruby Ridge were staring down their barrels at unarmed women,
yeah.
Shot them right in the neck,
yep.
Killed them while they held their baby in their arms.
Yep.
So, you know.
Dogs, children, and women, all
good,
in one
good
day.
Good for the goose is never good for the gander when it comes up to the government. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-4. Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Talking about Ammon Bundy and the standoff in Oregon. And, well, he's, I guess, getting an opportunity to give a little testimony here. This is preliminary stuff in front of the jury, right?
Well, he's actually just taking it upon himself.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
The story talks about that, too. This is a criminal case.
You're going to do some online shopping. As a matter of fact, it's getting to be that time of year. I guess people are going to... It's soon going to be Christmas. People are talking about that now. I'd love to just avoid this conversation until after Thanksgiving, but, you know, it seems to move earlier and earlier every year. Either way, whether it's Christmas or not, you're going to be doing some shopping. If you're going to be doing some shopping, check out Amazon by going through shop.freetalklive.com. We've got several links there to several retailers, but Amazon's chief among them. And we get a little kickback, something between 3 and 7%, depending on what you purchase, just for you using that link. It's an extra click, one extra click, and it really helps us. What it does is it spreads out the risk of advertisers for Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. Not always easy to have an opinion that is less than mainstream.
To put it mildly.
So if you care about Free Talk Live, please, shop.freetalklive.com.
And bookmark it. I did that years and years ago when I first found this show. You know, I just replaced my Amazon bookmark that I had in my toolbar anyway with the Shop at Free Talk Live toolbar or link. So I've been doing that for years.
Yep, shop.freetalklive.com.
And by the way, it's 79 days till Christmas, Mark.
Is it really?
Yes. Just to bring you down.
We don't even do gifts at my house. Just for my son, you know, we get a little something for him, and then of course his grandparents just pile the stuff on. And you can't blame them. In the case of my mother, it's her only grandchild.
Right.
Obviously, you know, very important to her. So, and he doesn't get really weird things of books and Legos. It's hard to argue with Legos because they're such a learning tool at the same time.
Absolutely.
But, you know, they're toys.
Now we can go back to the story here for a little bit, and we're talking about Ammon Bundy and what he's doing as he is on trial. Ammon Bundy's 2 days of testimony have taken jurors from his family's high-profile 2014 standoff with federal agents in Nevada to this winter's occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, revealing the connections between the two. Bundy asserted the Nevada standoff triggered the activism that led him to Oregon. The U.S. District Judge Anna Brown has tried to keep jurors focused on the criminal charges. The charismatic Bundy has repeatedly tried to use the platform to amplify his message that Western states must win more control over vast federal land holdings. Bundy, 41, is among seven people accused of conspiring to impede federal workers from doing their jobs at the refuge during the occupation that lasted nearly 6 weeks.
Oh, dear. Federal workers not doing their job.
Really?
I don't know. Every place I've ever seen federal workers.
But my job is to go in and change the toilet paper in this bathroom, and I can't get to it because there's occupiers
here.
Oh,
dear. I guess I'll collect a paycheck and do nothing.
Exactly.
Oh. This is terrible. We're so upset.
Well, who's going to change the paper towels?
By the way, the thing that I found most upsetting about this Oregon standoff was the idea that there might be some people who were not treating artifacts carefully. But we had somebody who called in from there, and somebody is John from Nevada, if you've heard him call, John from Carson City, if you've heard him call in. This guy isn't, you know, he didn't have a horse in this race. He was just, he's just interested.
Right.
And he said that everything was fine, and they were keeping him in a room that was locked and that sort of thing. They were, you know, they treated these artifacts carefully, and everything was fine. That was the one thing that kind of set me off. And it's interesting. There's always strategic disinformation that goes in to these things.
Sure. And you'll see that. Bundy 41 is among seven people. I think I read that. Bundy said he did not conspire with anyone in the weeks prior to the January 2nd occupation. That morning, he met with a group at a restaurant 30 miles from the refuge and suggested they take it over during a rally supporting two ranchers set to return to prison for arson. I proposed to them that we go into the refuge and we basically take possession of it, and we give these lands back to the people, Bundy said. He said
he wants to give them to the states, but, I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah, he's trying to at least knock out one level of government. There's lots there.
Yeah, and it seems like the federal government wants to do what they want to do with these lands, and if you've had for generations your cattle have grazed on this land, you can see why people are upset.
I can, because I'm from Eastern Oregon. You know, I grew up with farmers in my area complaining about Bureau of Land Management. That's what they did, because it was the grazing rights, the cost of grazing rights were going up, or, you know, we couldn't do controlled burns, or it was always, it's basically Uncle Sam overseeing you and sort of, in a way, not really micromanaging you, but just throwing obstacles in the way of people that have been there for generations.
And Western states are different than Eastern states in that the federal government owns significantly more land in these places.
Oh, yeah.
And then they let people use it. Whereas we raised cattle where I grew up in Florida. It's a big ranching state, whether people think of orange juice or not. But you owned your land. You may or may not work a deal with your neighbor to let them graze, to do some grazing or something like that. Or maybe you can take some seconds from a tomato farm or something and dump them in to subsidize. But you owned your land where your cows grazed, and that was that. It's not how it works out west, because every square inch of Florida is covered in something green.
Right.
Whereas out west, it's pretty dry, and
a lot of sagebrush.
The cows have to go a lot farther to find things to eat, so you need a lot more land per cow.
Yeah, and so that's sort of the necessity of being a rancher out there, that you have to have adequate grazing land for your herd.
Well, the federal government should disperse this to the ranchers themselves.
Yeah,
just turn it over to them, or sell it to them or something.
So I always kind of cracked up when people referred to, this is my state, this is Oregon, my state. I'm like, about 53% of that state is owned by the federal government. And just like Ammon Bundy and everybody who was there found out, the federal government absolutely believes that it owns that land. It isn't owned, in their mind, at least through BLM, by the people.
No.
Who are then using that land. It is owned by them. And that's, you know, and this is where I absolutely wholeheartedly agree with the Bundys. This land should not belong to the federal government.
Yeah, what are they doing with it precisely?
That they are basically renting it back out. Now, is that sort of like serfdom?
It's very similar. I don't think the government should be able to own land.
No, and I think the Constitution is very clear on those usage, you know, the Enclave Clause, and you can build forts, and you can build naval bases, and there's, well, I think, four or five different things that it says you can do. But to own
one
50,
of them isn't to rent back farmland to ranchers?
53% of a state. And what kills me and why I know that they knew when they were doing that this is all dishonest is because they keep coming up with all these different ways of saying why we're owning this land. Well, in Malheur, it's a national wildlife refuge because there's some birds there.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't that. I don't believe in Nevada. I think that was just BLM land.
Sure.
But they'll call it something else. They'll call it a national monument. And they will seize tens of thousands of acres or say that this is now this and you can't do anything on it because we've said that's what it is.
Look, I'm all for some land being preserved for people to, you know, hike or, you know, just for whatever reason, just preservation of land. But if you compare what's going on with the Nature Conservancy in New Jersey with, say, I don't know, the federal government's use of ANWR, the Alaskan National Right. Wildlife Refuge, mm-hmm. during the Bush administration, you'll see very quickly and very clearly that private ownership is far better for the preservation of land in its natural state than having the federal government or any government own it.
Because, we have incentive.
Right. Well,
why would I destroy what I own?
Indeed. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on this subject are welcome here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. The administrations change. Just because there's a Democrat in charge who's very concerned about wildlife welfare today doesn't mean that the next person won't be some Republican who wants to drill it all.
Exactly. So,
who knows? This is why you don't turn things over to the federal government. This is why it's a poor organization for that. It was set up, as we were talking about previously, by the Federalist Papers, to be an organization of war and defense. It has no business in land management. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health. Health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.